Joining me in the studio for the September edition of Our Town is somebody I probably want to have the opportunity to have on Our Town much, much more. And that's Mike Miller, because Mike, you are seeking retirement.
I am.
Wow.
I am.
Was that a tough decision to come up with, or was it time?
It is time. I have been doing public works in October will be 41 years.
Wow.
So yes, it's time. My family has been looking forward to this. I've been asking
when.
My wife has been asking when. My kids have been asking, Dad, when are you going to retire? So it is time.
So let's go back to before you started in public works. I imagine you did some schooling. We never really talked about your background before.
Sure.
How did you get into public works? What was your first foray into it, and what made you decide that's what you wanted to do?
Well, so my background is actually in architectural design. So that's actually my degree is in architecture. And go back, you know, so we go
it's
back.
It's a lot of years. 41 years we're going back here.
So we're going back to, you know, to the early 80s. And, you know, in college, I had the opportunity to work at a stable. I managed a horse stable out in basically Hillsboro. And so I did that for a year, made great relationships with a hay rancher in Christmas Valley, Oregon. And so after I worked at the stables, and I was told anytime I needed a job, give them a call. So summer of 82, I gave them a call and said, hey, I need a job. The job market in the Portland area was not the greatest.
Very tight.
Pretty tight. You can imagine, you know, back in the early 80s, interest rates, what they were, especially for mortgages, housing starts weren't super. And so I gave him a call, and he said, yeah, come on over. So I went over and worked on a hay ranch for one summer, and then followed up for two more years, going over during the summer, after school, after college, go over, earn some money to go back to college. And so I was pumping gas and working at a feed store, and, really great time over there. And when I came back in the fall of 84, my plan was to actually go down to Portland State University and go into engineering. Architecture, I was told at the time from a really good friend of mine whose father was working for one of the largest architectural firms on the West Coast. It's probably not a good thing to... If I really
Not
wanted
a good plan for the long-term future.
Long-term future, if I really wanted to, I needed to go to like MIT or some, pretty prestigious school in order to get my foot in the door, because that was the competition. So I decided I was going to go to Portland State, came back, and I just decided that fall when I came back, I didn't really want to stand in line down at Portland State. So I was just, I was at home, and my dad told me to, son, get a job or go to school. And so I started working for the Tigard Water District in Tigard, Oregon, and just mowing lawns, trimming hedges. And that worked into, I think that first week, that's what I was doing. And then end of the week, I was reading meters. And then the following, week, then I was, installing services and helping the line crew. And that just kind of started that career.
That was a snowball, right?
It was a snowball.
Really fast, yeah.
And so that's, and it was, decent money. I think I started out at $6 an hour back then. Just kind of give you a perspective.
Mm-hmm. It's changed a lot.
But it was good work. It was, and I stayed on board with them. And the plan was to go work for, I interviewed for Northwest Natural Gas and, you know, City of Wilsonville. And what I, for those type of positions, I lacked actual board time for drafting. And so I talked to the superintendent at the water district and said, hey, you know, you guys are doing all these, they called them intersection maps at the time, where they're basically details of an intersection that show the location of water valves, hydrants, and they're triangulated so that you can find them if they're covered with snow or sand or, you know, dirt, whatever.
Something a good draftsman can turn out.
Absolutely. And so from there, that created an opportunity because I was just looking to get, you know, some experience, you know, real job experience, not just school experience. And that turned into working with the district administrator. And because I had a knack for understanding, you know, topography and elevations. And so I got to help with the development of the Bull Mountain Master Plan for the Water District, as well as because of my background in architectural design, I also got to finish the drawings for the new operations center that they were doing. So I just kind of right place, right time, and did a lot of work for the Water District. And kind of, you know, rose up and did a little bit of everything.
And when you're talking about the Bull Mountain, you mean like the Bull Mountain Road area and that area with all the housing development?
Yes.
Now there's like condos galore in there and apartments galore. And they still have there's a little nursery or something down there at the end.
So the Water District covered what was their district boundaries were the urban growth boundary at the time. And so, developing a plan for water storage and pumping and coming up with, you know, the different pressure zones. So we created working with him because he was a professional registered engineer. So working with him and developing that plan.
Yeah, I had a friend who lived on Bull Mountain Road or just off Bull Mountain Road, and one of the housing developments at the time was new. And now it's, you know, 15, 20 years old now. It's like,
yeah.
That's amazing. A little
time there. Yeah. So
where did that go? So from there,
I was, you know, a water district employee, managing how we purchase water. So the Tigard Water District, which later merged it to become the city of Tigard. So I was during that time frame too. But I worked with the city of Lake Oswego. That's where we bought majority of our water. And so working with them on managing the supplies and working with the city of Portland and managing supplies coming into, because we were a distribution, we didn't really have our own supply. We had a couple of deep wells to augment, but they weren't super producers.
They weren't primary.
And then working with our SCADA system and late at night, you know, back in the day, laptop next to the bed and controlling and opening up different valves to allow water to flow from one reservoir to another or pump from one reservoir to another and manage and
is that what systems. The SCADA system is?
That's what the SCADA system allows. Yeah. So supervisory control and data acquisition is what SCADA stands for. And so those are, you know, you put in the control points and tell it, you know, you want this valve to open and what kind of flow rate and then it does that. But because the way we purchase water from the city of Portland, for example, if during the summertime, because that's when we actually need the water, if we bought during certain times of the day or during the week, we could get penalized and it would affect the rates for the next year. So we had quite a bit of storage and our peak day could be up to 8 million gallons.
Wow.
So managing storage and shifting storage around was very important so that we could avoid buying water from the city of Portland and only buy water when they had basically an abundance of water, which was typically on the weekends.
I can only imagine how that infrastructure looks underground and all that system comes together. That must be just a hodgepodge of pipes.
It's a network. It's like home plumbing, you know, if you ever had the
home plumbing on a huge scale.
On a huge scale, yes. So, you know, everything from, you know, large pipes to small pipes to, you know, the meters and those connections. So, yeah, it's and interconnections with other agencies, whether it's Lake Oswego, City of Beaverton we had inner ties with, and, of course, City of Portland.
So you put a few years in there.
Yes.
How did you get farther south down to the coast? The transition there?
So in 2001, I took an opportunity. So back up a little bit. So in 94, the water district merged with the city of Tigard. And in that role, I was operations manager, basically doing what I was doing for the water district. Later, I became the utility manager, which was I was over water distribution, water purchasing, basically everything dealing with water plus sanitary sewer wastewater division, because we were a collection agency. At the time, Unified Sewerage Agency of Washington County, which is now Clean Water Services, actually did the treatment of the sewer. So they, you know, big Washington County agency that does, you know, sewer treatment for Beaverton, Hillsboro, Forest Grove, Tualatin, Tigard. Mm-hmm. So they operated the wastewater treatment plants. And then we also had the stormwater. So I was over the stormwater too. And then an opportunity came about in 2001 where I applied for and was successful in becoming the water utility manager for the city of Bend, Oregon. Mm-hmm. So going from very broad public works background to going back to my roots, which was great for about a year. And they saw something in me, and they wanted me to replicate what I did for the water division in Bend. They wanted me to do the same thing for the wastewater division, the street division, and which included the cemetery and everything. So
let me guess, there was a lot more responsibility and not a whole lot more money.
Correct. Correct. So I became the utility manager for all the utilities in Bend, and then later became the assistant public works director for Bend. And so, yeah, my responsibilities grew even more. I was over engineering. I was over, you know, streets and water and wastewater. And before I left the city of Bend, I also helped put together the stormwater utility.
Were you actively looking for something when you found Florence, or did they Florence find you? How did that come to be?
So I was looking,
because I imagine there's a network of public works directors too that
is.
They all talk to
there,
each other.
There is opportunity came. So it goes back to the dream. So me and my wife had a dream to be on basically the Metolius River on a cabin, fly rods on the porch and yellow lab, you know, on the porch, you know, whole nine yards. And Ben got us really close. And I really love Ben, but we were, you know, I had to be in Ben. And my wife has always wanted to be at the coast. And so it was one of those opportunities that came up with the city of Florence, being the public works director, hopefully less time than I was spending. There was a lot of time I was spending in Ben with just everything that was going on. And it's like, well, maybe quality of life, maybe going to a smaller community. And so opportunity came to come to Florence. And my goodness, Florence, Bob Willoughby was the city manager at the time. And I mean, he was so excited to get somebody that experienced growth. So Tigard, whether it was the water district or the city of Tigard, was growing about 3% a year, which is phenomenal for the Portland metro area. And so having that experience of rapid growth. And then Central Oregon, Ben was growing 6 to 7% a year. So even more so. And so they were really, you know, back in, you know, late 90s, early 2000, or excuse me, because I came over in 2007, but that kind of midpoint in 2000, 2005-ish, Florence was going through a huge growth spurt too. And so they were looking for somebody that could help manage that growth, knew how, you know, how to prioritize what made sense as far as, you know, where the new water mains need to go or where the new sewer system needed to go, all those things to help help with growth. And so they were very, very excited to have somebody with that experience come to Florence. And so I was like introduced three times to the council before I actually, you know, officially started in at the end of April of 2007.
So when did you draft your last drafting plan? Have you been away from it for a while?
I have been away from it for a while. I want to say the last true plans that I actually drafted were back in Tigard. I did some, you know, sketch work in Bend, and I mean I do a little bit, but not. I don't have, you know, the drafting board. I was trained in AutoCAD, and I haven't actually used AutoCAD in quite a while.
You preferred using the paper table?
I
mean,
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
There's something really fun about that.
There is. Yeah. Yeah.
I know a little bit about it because I took it in college, and I learned how to do CAD when I was in the glass business. So I know the difference between the two, and there's just something creative about doing it.
There is. There's something about you know, pencil and vellum or ink and mylar.
I actually
did a lot of ink and mylar when I was working for Tigard.
So you're at the end of the road here career wise. Looking back from 2005 to now, give me three of the projects you're most proud of.
Well, gosh.
The new Public Works Building?
The new Public Works Building, you know, I'm very pleased with how that turned out. You know, we really nailed it. We went through a lot of process. We had to shrink it a little bit, you know, to fit in our budget. But it's got a lot of great elements. We didn't actually do LEED certification. We took a lot of those elements. So, you know, having that variable refrigerant flow HVAC system, which is really awesome for that building because everybody, you know, that has an office has their own thermostat, so they control their own, you know, temperature, which is really phenomenal. The solar panels, the green roof, different elements that we brought in, stormwater treatment.
Did you have a wind turbine too?
We do. We have those hybrid lights that are solar and wind turbine, which we're actually going to be putting in on the Northwest 9th Street neighborhood project. We'll have those same lights. We'll be going in for there.
Very cool.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. The other thing, you know, there's a lot of projects. I mean, we've done a lot of projects. A lot of projects people probably won't even see because they're all underground. Whether it's, you know, piping projects, new sewer line, trunk sewer line, all the way from Ivy Street at first and the Ivy Street pump station, all the way up through town, mostly on the west side of the highway, but going all the way up and north of Fred Meyer. So that was a big Clean Water State Revolving Fund project. It was over $5 million that was done to eliminate a bottleneck in the sewer system. We also, you know, Rhododendron Drive is probably our signature, especially this last realignment project. I mean, it turned out really well. We had to do some cutting on that project, too, to make it fit with the monies that we had. The elevated separated path along that wall should have been taller, but we had to, you know, do some cuts to make it fit. But I think how it turned out is just really awesome.
That's good. Yeah.
You know, we've got, you know, nice parking along the river, some benches now that people have actually donated. It's a great project. And now we actually have that separated multi-use path from 35th south to Wildwinds. We go back to the extended shoulders from Wildwinds back to 9th, and then 9th Street is basically what was envisioned for that area with bike lanes and a sidewalk on one side until we hit Greenwood, and then we transition back to more of a urban where we have sidewalks on both sides of the street plus bike lanes plus a parking lane on one side of the roadway.
So what's up ahead? Fly fishing? Is that
fly fishing? Yeah, fly fishing, some camping. I have a foldable kayak, it's an Oru. that I'm excited about, you know, testing out and getting it out in the water, something that we can pack up. And the idea was being able to throw it in the either back of our Subaru or back of the truck and without having to have racks and everything. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Imagine grandkids are a big part of the picture too.
Well, my kids are old enough, but they're not married yet.
Oh, really?
No,
well,
not
you don't
interested.
Have any, no grandkids.
No grandkids yet. Yeah.
That's a slow starter. I've got more than my share already. And, whew, man, I tell you, they're fun though. They're fun. Hopefully you'll get to that point where you'll get to hang out with them too.
There we go.
All right, Mike Miller, thank you so much for everything you've done over the years that you've been here. You know, your willingness to talk to us, very appreciative, and it's been great getting to know you.
You bet. Well, thank you.
Take care of yourself.
All right, thank you.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. We'll have more next month on the October edition of Howard Town.